Have you ever opened a code base that felt like walking into a beautifully organized library where everything made sense? Then, perhaps the next day, stumbled into one that resembled a chaotic junkyard? The difference isn't functionality. Both code bases might work perfectly, but rather craftsmanship. Clean code explores this fundamental truth. In software development, how you write code matters just as much as what it does. This isn't about aesthetics or personal preference, it's about survival. Poorly written code becomes increasingly difficult to maintain, eventually grinding productivity to a halt. Teams find themselves trapped in a downward spiral where every change breaks something else, and understanding the system becomes nearly impossible. The cost? Companies have literally gone bankrupt because their successful products became unmaintainable messes of technical debt. Imagine following a story with characters named X1, TMP, and D. You'd constantly struggle to remember who's who. In code, quality names dramatically impact comprehension. Good names reveal intent, telling you why something exists, what it does, and how it's used without requiring you to decipher implementation details. Consider the contrast. Int D tells you nothing, while elapsed time in days communicates both what's measured and its unit. Similarly, user data is vague compared to retrieve authenticated user profile. The issue isn't complexity, but implicity, when meaning isn't explicit in the code itself. Names should be pronounceable, since programming is a social activity. Discussing variables like GenuMeetHMS in meetings sounds ridiculous, while generation timestamp enables intelligent conversation. Use technical terms like visitor or factory when addressing programmers, and domain-specific terms like revenue recognition strategy for business concepts. The ideal function length? Smaller than you think, rarely exceeding 20 lines. Functions should do exactly one thing at one level of abstraction. A well-designed function can be described in a brief two-paragraph. To render page with setups and teardowns, we check if the page is a test page, and if so, include setups and teardowns. Then we render the page in HTML. Think of your codebase as a narrative unfolding top-down. Each function should be followed by those at the next level of abstraction, creating a natural flow. Function arguments increase complexity exponentially. 0 is ideal, followed by 1, then 2. 3 arguments should be avoided when possible. Most importantly, functions should avoid side effects. They should either do something or answer something, but not both. This code is confusing, so I'll add comments. Stop. This instinct signals a deeper problem. Instead of explaining confusing code with comments, make the code itself clearer. Expressive code with minimal comments is superior to complex code with extensive commenting. Compare code, check if employee is eligible for full benefits. If employee.flags and hourly flag and employee.age, blah, blah, blah. With if employee.is eligible for full benefits. The second version is self-explanatory, eliminating the need for comments. While the best comment is often the one you didn't write, some remain valuable. Legal notices, explanations of complex business rules, or warnings about consequences. A well-written source file should resemble a newspaper article. The name at the top should immediately indicate if you're in the right place, with high-level concepts first and details following. Blank lines serve as paragraph breaks, providing visual cues that separate distinct thoughts. Related concepts should stay vertically close, and function call dependencies should flow downward, creating a natural progression from high-level concepts to implementation details. Though everyone has personal formatting preferences, team consistency trumps individual style. A code base should read like it was written by a single, coherent mind, not a committee with conflicting opinions. Objects and data structures represent fundamentally different approaches to code organization. Objects hide their data behind abstractions and expose functions that operate on that data. Data structures, conversely, expose their data and have no meaningful functions. This creates an interesting trade-off. Procedural code, using data structures, makes adding new functions easy without changing existing data structures. Object-oriented code makes adding new classes easy without changing existing functions. Consider a shape system. In procedural code, adding a new function like calculateParameter is easy. Just add one function that handles all shapes. But adding a new shape requires modifying every function. In OO code, adding a new shape is easy. Just add a class that implements all required methods. But adding a new function requires modifying every shape class. Neither approach is universally superior. The choice depends on the types of changes you anticipate. Will you add more behaviors to existing data types or more data types that implement existing behaviors? This fundamental dichotomy shapes architectural decisions throughout your system. Error handling shouldn't obscure logic. Traditional approaches using error codes force every caller to immediately deal with errors, cluttering the main flow with numerous checks and branches. Exceptions provide a cleaner alternative by separating normal processing from error handling. Start by defining what success looks like, then address the exceptional cases separately. This creates a clear boundary between the happy path and error handling, making both easier to understand. When writing code that might throw exceptions, begin with a try-catch-finally structure to establish these boundaries clearly. Exception handling should provide comprehensive context, not just what went wrong, but why it matters and what might fix it. Instead of a generic file not found exception, throw one that specifies unable to load user configuration file config.json from etc/myapp, verify file permissions and path. Avoid returning null values from methods. They force callers to implement null checks everywhere, leading to cluttered code and potential null pointer exceptions. Better alternatives include throwing specific exceptions, returning special case objects, like an empty list instead of null, or using optional types in languages that support them. Clean code doesn't emerge perfectly formed. It evolves through successive refinement. First drafts are often messy, with long functions, cryptic names, and duplicated logic. That's normal. The key is recognizing that your first attempt isn't your final product. The refinement process follows a rhythm. Make it work, with tests to prove it, then make it clean. Split large functions into smaller, focused ones. Replace cryptic names with clear alternatives. Eliminate duplicated logic. Throughout this process, your test suite verifies that each refinement preserves correct behavior. Remember the Boy Scout rule. Leave the code cleaner than you found it. This doesn't mean massive rewrites on every commit. Small, incremental improvements compound over time to create significantly more maintainable systems. Even the most elegant code can be refined further as our understanding evolves. Clean code represents more than technical excellence. It's an ethical commitment to your craft and those who will maintain your code after you're gone. In a world where software increasingly controls critical aspects of our lives, the quality of that code matters more than ever. As professionals, we owe it to ourselves, our colleagues, and our users to write the clearest, most maintainable code possible, not just when it's convenient, but always.